We were holding Daf Choftes Amud Aleph on top. We just got finished that we said that there were 22 gevim, 22 cups on the menorah. So came out that the cheshbon was very good. V'tim nisar 18 the kanim ho'esim v'tarten, that there was 18 from the 6 kanim and 4 on the original, the first 10, and therefore it's 22. Now kafterim nami echad osar, that we said that there were 11 knobs on the menorah. So it's good. Now, how do we have this cheshbin of 11 knobs? So, trei didei, there are 2 on the main stem. When it says kafterim, it means at least 2. Then, v'shisha the kanim, there are 6 on the kanim. In the 6 branches, each one had 1 knob on it. Then, v'kaftor, chatzari. And then there was another 3, where each branch branched off. There was another kaft, another knob there. So the kids, you have 2 and 6 is 8, and 3 is 11. So that's how we know there were 11 knobs on the menorah. Ela prochim tisha menolim. How do we know there were 9 flowers, pictures of flowers on the menorah? So most of like this. Prochim is says first word, prochim tredi day. There are 2 of its own. Then vishisha the kanim, each branch had 1. That's 6, and so far that's 8. Tindin have it, it's only 8. The question is, how do we know you had 9? Omer Rav Shalman, Rav Shalman says, the pasuk says, Ad yirecha yad pircha mikshehi. So it says another time in this pasuk, Ad pircha means another flower. So that's the 9th one. That's how we know there were 9 aprochim on the menorah. Omer Rav says, Gevoye shel menorah tisha tvachim. He says, no, the menorah was only 9 tvachim tall. Before we had that, Shmuel said, it was 18 tefachim tall. And now Rav says, no, the menorah was only 9 tefachim tall. Seisvei Rav Simon Bachila Rav. He asked the question, it says, Evan Hoislef Nei Menorah. There was a stone in front of the menorah, Uvor Shloisha Milis, and on this stone there were like 3 steps to go up, Shaleh HaKoyin Oimed, that on top of these 3 steps, that's where the Koyin stood, Omed to the Teneris, and he had to prepare, clean out the Teneris. But the question is, if the whole menorah was only 9 tefachim tall, so why did you have to have a stone there that the kohen had to stand on top? Sheet that was only 9 tefachim tall, he could reach it without standing on anything. So Amalei, Sarav said back, Amalei Simlik, he said back to his Talmud Simi, At, like, Ki Kamina, you know when I said that it's 9 tefachim tall, Misvas Kanem Ulamala, just meant to say where the branches branch off. From that and above it's 9. But Enoch Nami, he agrees to Shmuel, that altogether it was really 18 tefachim tall. Here the pasuk says, "V'ha'perach v'ha'neiros v'yamekachayim zovhu," that it was made from gold. And it says, "Miyecholas zov," means finished gold, special gold. In other words, it says, "V'ha'perach the flowers and v'ha'neiros the lamps v'yamekachayim," that's the tongues, made out of gold, and miyecholas zov. So the question is, my miyecholas zov, what does it mean to say finished gold? Some of Amravami says, Samur says now, my miyecholas zov, what does it mean to say like finished gold? Amravami means, shekiloser lechol zov, soger shel shloimei. It means that they used up all the gold of shloimei was used up. All of shloimei's fine gold was used up. The Amrav Yud Amrav, Ese menervis osa shloimei. Shloimei Melech made 10 different menervis. The cholachas viachas, every one of them, hevila elef kikar zov. He brought 1,000 kikar of zov. Vechnisu elef pomim lakur. And he put him 1,000 times into the furnace. Vehemidu al kikar. And it came down to be a pure gold, 1 kikar of gold. Every time he melted it down like, it became purer and purer. So Moshe says, any, it's not that way. Vechir, the pasuk says, vechol kli mashke, Hamelech Shloimei Zov, Vechol Kli Beis Yar Halavoinen, Zohov Sogur, Ein Kesev Nechashis, Bimei Shloimei Lemuma. That silver meant nothing, Bimei Shloimei. Everything was made from gold, but our Koponim, you see, he has still had plenty of gold left, and before we're saying he used up all his gold, here it says, Vechol Kli Mashk, even his cups he drank with, was made from gold. Vechol Kli Beis Yar Halavoinen was all made out of gold. So my answer is, Zav Sogur Kraminan. That means before that he finished up all his fine gold. All the fine gold that he finished up. Nechnami, Zohar, that was not Sogar, that he still had. Now the Gemara asks the question, Michosa Kulihai, does it lose so much by refining it that we say now they put it back into the oven 1,000 times and it came down to 1 kikar? Is it true that every time it lost so much? For the Gemara of Atanya, we learned like this, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that Maisa once happened, Voice Menorahs Beis Hamikdash, Yisera al Shel Moshe, Bedinazov, they once had the menorah they were making on the Beis Hamikdash had more than the menorah that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and they had a Dinazov more. Bedinazov Kodikni, this type of a Dinazov, that's how much more this menorah had than the measurement that they had for Moshe Rabbeinu. So what did they do? They wanted to refine it, like to get, take it off. They put it 80 times into the oven, into the furnace, and vehemidoi al kikor, and they brought it down to exact amount of a kikor. So you see over here that putting it into the oven that much does not take away that much, only took away a little bit over here. So where it says, kivun the koi. So Rashi says, I mean, since it was already refined already so much by Shlomoi, now it can't be refined anymore. It takes much more now to take off. And then when it was fresh gold, every time you put it in, it makes it lose a lot of gold. But once it happened one time, a long time ago, if you do it again later on, it would not take away that much. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rabbi Yenisin, Mai Dichsiv, what does the Pasuk say? Al HaMenorah HaTahira. He put the Menorah Torah, pure Menorah. It means to say, Sheyordo Maisim Mokim Torah, that its Maisim came down, and the Mokim Torah, Rashi says, means Min HaShemayim, his Hera LaMoshe, LeNeged HaMenorah. They showed Moshe how to make the Menorah. Elam Miyatim was question, if so, Al HaShulchan HaTor, when it says it put on the Shulchan HaTor, also means Sheyordo Maisim Mokim Torah. Does it mean to say that it came down from the Mokim Torah? Avad, the Shulchan didn't come down like Min HaShemayim. Ela rather tor mechlau shu tomei. When it says the ashulchan tor, means to say that it could become tomei. Rashi says means kolana klemar mekabel tuma, that the shulchan could be mekabel tuma. So maybe yochinami tora mechlau shi tomeya. Maybe by the menorah also, all it means to say is ha menorah tora means that the menorah is called a kli, that it could be mekabel tuma. So Mora says no. Bishleim hosom kiderash lakish. Bishleim by the shulchan. The Kiddush is like Rish Lakish says. The Yomer Rish Lakish says, "My dichse, what does the pasuk say? Ala Shulchan Tor, that the Shulchan was Tor, Mechlal Shutamei, Mashma the Shulchan could be Mekabel Tuma. Kliyet Tos Lanachasu." Like Rish Lakish asks this for a question, Rish Lakish shows no that the Shulchan is not Mekabel Tuma, because the Shulchan is only a kliyet, so asul lenachas, it's only a flat kliyet that's meant just to put things on it, not to move it around, like Rashi says. Lenachas shein metalta, they don't move it around, kliyet, os lenachas ain't a makabel tuma. A regular kliyet that's only meant to leave in one place, it's not makabel tuma, because learn out the name of teshrotzim it has to be, you call kliyet. And masak is metal to molly berekon. There has to be something that you move around. Mashen can hear a kliyet lenacha that just leave alone. You don't move it around. The guru should not be makabel tuma. Rish Lakish answer for kasha. So why is the makabel tuma over here? So the teretz is that a malamit comes to teach us this pasuk. That the pasuk says al shulchan ator comes to teach us shemagbi nois alele regolim, that they used to pick up the shulchan when the people used to come table regal. Umarim lem lechem upon him, they would show him the lechem upon him. The yomalem, they would tell to the people that are coming out to be on the regal, Ruchi baskum afrei amokim, look how dear you are to Hashem. And amachi baskim, what is the dear, what do we show them by the lechem upon him? How does it show how dear we are, how choshub you are to Hashem? Kereb Yeshua ben Lakish, the yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kereb Yeshua ben Levi should be, the yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Neis godol nasal lechem upon him. There was a tremendous nest that happened with the lechem that they put on the shulchan from Shabbos to Shabbos. That tiluka kisidurei, the same way they took it off, that it was just as fresh as the way they put it on. Shneimer the pasuk says, losum lechem cham biyom lekochoi. At the same day they took it off, it was just as hot and just as fresh the day they took it off the next Shabbos as it was when they first put it in there. The kids have used to show this to the other regolim. So I call upon them, that's the Chiddush here, that really was Shlokesh asked for Kasha, why should the Shulchan be Mekabel Tumah? It's now only Kliyat Osla Nachas. And the answer is no, since they pick it up to show to the other regolim, it's called a regular Kli, that would be Mekabel Tumah. So that's where we need a Chiddush HaPosav, and the Posav says, our Shulchan Ator, teach us Mechlad that it could be Mekabel Tumah. Elohocha, but over here, Tahira Mechlal Shi Tumeyip Shita. The Chur of the Menorah, there's no Chiddush to say that it could be Mekabel Tumah. The Chur of Pshita, Kli Matkes Ninu. The Menorah is made from metal. O Kli Matkes Mekabel Tumah. We know that a Kli Matkes is Mekabel Tumah. At Shiyordu Maisea Mimokim Torah. Elo, so what is the Pasuk coming to teach us over here by the Menorah? Al HaMenorah HaTorah. Here, like we said before, it's coming to teach us. Elo, Shiyordu Maisea Mimokim Torah. Means to say that it came down Min HaShemayim. Min HaShemayim, they showed Moshe the dogma how to make a menorah. Tani will learn like this. Tani Rabbi Yisro Rabbi Yudu Aymer. Oron shel eish, v'shulchan shel eish, u'menorah shel eish, yodu min ha-shemayim. Mamisha, Oron was made from fire, v'shulchan from fire, the menorah made out of fire, came down min ha-shemayim. For all Moshe saw how it's supposed to look, v'yosek ha-moshem, and that's how Moshe knew how to make these things. Shneva the Pasuk says, u're'e v'yasei ketav nisam, Asher Atamara Bahar, the same way you saw it by Har, you saw it the Eish of the Shulchan, of the Menorah, of the Oren, that's the way you should make it. So more is the question, if so, Elamayat, if so, when the Pasuk says, V'yikamto esa Mishkan, al kimishpotoi, you should put up the Mishkan the way you're supposed to, Asher Reisam Har, the way you saw it by the Har. So the Chur here, Ahochinam, here also you want to tell me that it means to say that Hashem showed Moshe from the fire, that doesn't say. The Gemara says, "Hocho k'siv k'mishpatoi, hosim k'siv k'yotav nisam." It's different. Here it says, "K'mishpatoi," you must be just after lochas were given over, but not that Hashem had shown min hashemayim and eish how to make the kroshim. Mashenkin by the Oren over there, it says the word k'tav nisam means its form. Mashma that Hashem showed the Moshe the forms of the Oren, the Shulchan, and the Menorah. Now, Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel, Chogo Kemin Psiko. He girded himself, put himself, Kemin Psiko, like a belt he put around him. Hoyu, Veherola Lamoshe, Maisa Menorah. And he was the one that showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to make the Menorah. Rashi says, Chogo Kemin Psikta means Eza Korach. Umnim, Shiroitzu Masim Locha. He had like a belt wrapped around him. And that's how he showed Moshe with that belt how to make the Menorah. You see, the Pasuk says, "V'zeh ma'isa menorah." This is the ma'isa of the menorah. Tana Devarim Yishmael, Shloisha Devarim, three things. Hoyikoshim Lele Moshe, was very hard for Moshe. Shehevola Kodesh Baruch Hu Be'etzbot, Kodesh Baruch himself had to show Moshe with his finger. V'yelohein, these are the three things. Menorah, that is hard to make the menorah for Rosh Chodesh. U'shrotzim, and the parasha of Shrotzim. We'll soon see what that means. Menorah, Dechsev, V'zeh ma'isa menorah. Rosh Chodesh, to tell when the new moon is out, to make Rosh Chodesh Dechsiv. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodoshim. That he had a show, Rashi says, Rosh Chodesh, V'shas Melod Levoina, when the new Levoina comes out, and the nearest, it's only, you can only see a little bit, and it's not Nikkur so much. So he had to be taught, how to teach Moshe, what's considered the new Levoina. Shirotzim, Rashi says, L'hoye Maki Reza Tomei Veza Tor, he did not know to know, which sheretz is tor and which sheretz is tamei? The chesed, like the pasuk says, the Gemara says, "V'zeh lochem ha-tamei." These are what's considered tamei. Means Hashem had to show it to him. V'yesherim, some say, "Af hilcha shchit, even hilcha shchit also." Rashi says, "Lohoyim meivin meichin him mugremes." Like from which part does the shchit really start from? Where is it considered a psul mugrem? That means too high up already. Shneva, the pasuk says, "V'zeh asher tasa al ha-mizbeach." This is what Shtu Alam is Beach, Mashmah Hilcha Shchito, was hard to understand. Rashi says, the Asiya Satchila Zvicha, the Asiya, that's the beginning of the Zvicha, the Ze Al Mehera Betzbo, he had to show him Betzbo how to make the Zvicha. Now it says in the Mishnah, Shtei Pashe Shebe Mezuzah Mach Vezu Ezu, Fiafilu Tzavechot Miyakvan. You have to have the two Pashes of Shemayin Vayim Shemayin the Mezuzah, and even one ois, if it's missing, it's possible. For the Mabshita of Adam, it's possible. What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? Om Rav Yud, Om Rav, Nitzuch El Lekutza Shayud. The Chiddush says that when you write a Yud, the Kutzai means the top part of it has to bend over a little bit, come down. That's called Kutzai Shayud. That's the way Tosfos learns. Rashi says Kutzai Shayud means regular Yamina Shayud. We know Yud has to have a right leg coming down. So that Chiddush also is if you don't have it, it's possible. For the Marvon Namib Shit is also Poshit. And the Chodor Rashlan is very good. If you don't have a regal, the foot, to the Yud, it does not have the Tzurus of the Yud. So without the Tzurus of the Yud, about it, it's possible. El the Gemara said, L'kdidach Rav Yud Omarav. It's for this Chiddush the Mishnah means to say. The Om Rav Yud Omarav, kol ois, any ois that you write on a mezuzah or tefillin, on a Sefer Torah, shein gvil mukav lo miyab ruchaseh, that you do not have parchment surrounding it on all four sides, psula. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Afilu ksavecha means afilu alocha of each ois, that has to be mukav gvil, you have to have blank parchment around every single ois. Otherwise it's possible. Omer Rashiyan bar nidboch mishmei the Rav Yud, name of Rav Yehuda. What's going to be nikov toicha shel hay? Let's say there's a dot, a hole in the middle of the hay. So kosher, still it's kosher. Yurecho, let's say the hole is on the leg of the hay, that's where the hole is, then possible that it's no good. Rashi says toicha shel hay means regal sherefnim, the inside regal, that's called toichai. And yurecha means the right regal of the hay. There it's possible. Omer Rav Zera says though, l'didi to me, Meforshili minei de Rafuna. I was explained by Rafuna. For Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov said like this. Rabbi Yaakov, the D, Meforshili minei de Rafuna. I was explained this by Rabbi Yuda, that Nikov Toycha Shalhei Kosher. That if the hole is on the Toycha, means inside the hay, or the Rashi says it means the left leg of the hay, still it's kosher. So no matter how small that left leg is, still it's kosher. But Yurecha, if the hole went through the right leg of the hay, then it depends. In Nishtaya by Kishira is Ketana Kosher. If there's still left over from the top part of the regal, which would look like a nice Ketana, it's Kosher. But Vimla, Postle of the Nekev was mamish right on top of it, that was left over, is not even the size of an Ois Ketana, then it's Postle. That's considered as if you don't have a regal to the hay, and without a regal of the hay, you'll be Postle.